Welcome guys, welcome to Facebook Ads King podcast. My name is Ankur Rathor and today you are going to discover the 7 tips for a killer Facebook video advertising strategy. So let's begin. So the first tip is define your goal. Before you start your video marketing campaign, it's essential to understand what you want to achieve. Are you looking for brand awareness or to drive action? First and foremost, getting eyeballs on your videos should be your initial goals. But don't stop there. You have a wealth of customer data itching to be used. Take these video viewers and turn them into actual customers, which we will see in a moment. So, driving brand awareness, tracking video views and unique reach is important to you. Remember that Facebook considers a view someone who has watched 3 or more seconds of your video. Drive action. Clicks to your website or conversions are important to you. Be sure to add a clear call to action to your ad. The second killer tip is decide on your target audience. In general, Facebook recommends defining an audience of over 10,000 people to maximize ad performance. You need to make people stop to view your video ad instead of scrolling past. So choose carefully. The more relevant your audience is, the more video views you are likely to get. We recommend creating buyer personas to identify who your ideal customers are, and then using these to define your campaign target audiences. Be sure to tailor your creative for each respective persona. This also goes for separate target audiences and brand awareness versus re-engagement campaigns. Be creative and experiment with different targeting options to find one that suits you best. And for finding targeted audience, you can listen my episode. I have given 2 or 3 episodes on targeting. You can go there and listen to that. It will help you a lot. And the number third color tip is go mobile. Video ads are available across desktop, mobile, newsfeed and Instagram. Mobile drives the most effective video views, with 65% of Facebook users watching videos on their mobile device. With mobile effectively become the core of Facebook's business, having grown 82% year over year and accounting for 80% of its total ad revenue. It continues to attract more and more people on mobile devices. This is only set to increase with its Instagram offering. Don't over rely on autoplay. The fourth clear tip is don't over rely on autoplay. Create engaging videos that make people want to hit that play button and include attention grabbing elements within the first few seconds of your post. Sell without sound. 85% of videos on Facebook are watched on silent mode. So use text overlays and a clear CTA to get your message across. Get creative with your content and cater for silent autoplays. The fifth killer tip is optimize for video views for maximum reach. Allowing Facebook to identify users who are more likely to watch your video will in turn help increase the reach of your campaign. By choosing video views as your objective, Facebook will look for people who are more likely to watch your video in full. This will then let you generate much more effective custom audiences for your retargeting campaigns, and it will benefit you a lot when you retargeting the people who already shows interest. And the sixth killer tip is re-engage users and drive conversions. Video is the perfect mode for prospecting, but don't let your strategy stop there. Take your video viewers on a journey through your funnel and convert them into actual paying customers. Now maybe you are thinking how you can do this. So create an audience of people who have engaged with your video on Facebook based on these available options. People who viewed at least 3 seconds of your video, people who viewed at least 10 seconds of your video, people who viewed at least 25% of your video, people who viewed at least 50% of your video, or people who viewed at least 75% of your video, and the last but not least, people who viewed at least 95% of your videos. So use these audiences to retarget engaged visitors. People who have completed your video will represent a more engaged audience and will be more likely to take your desired action. Get your messaging right, and as we mentioned above, take your reviewers on a journey through the funnel. If you showed them generic messaging in your first touchpoint, be sure to follow up with specific product messaging followed by an incentive to purchase if they haven't already done so. The goal of retargeting in this way is to place your brand at top of mind while customers are still deep in their decision making process. And now the last killer tip is monitor and adjust and optimize your ad. You have followed all the above steps and now you want to actually figure out what's working for you. Test and test some more. Be sure to test all the creative elements of your ad, including different video variation and text overlays. The number of potential ad variation will add up quite quickly, so it's best to create these in bulk to save your time. Narrow your targets based on your key objectives and buyer's persona. You can break down your audience by location, demographic, interest, and behavior specific. If your audience size is large enough and you want to target multiple locations, for example, run them in a separate campaigns, making it easier to optimize and see what's working best for you. So, if you want to learn more about the targetings, you can listen my other episode. I have mentioned many things about targeting and many killer hacks also. So guys, that's all for this episode. I will see you in my next episode. Thank you.